Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
As you remember, the first part of 1 John chapter 4 talks about false teachers and how to recognize them, how to test for them. But talking about false teachers and the multitudes of them, many false prophets have gone out into the world. And talking about how deceitful they are and how they are energized by the spirit of Antichrist, namely the spirit of Satan himself, causes us to wonder how many of God's people are going to be deceived. How many of them are going to be overcome by this false teaching that is so prevalent in the world today? And the answer that John gives us is none. None of God's true children are going to be deceived. None of them are going to be swept away. Which is not to say that none of them will ever temporarily give some consideration to and may for a limited time find some of this attractive, but it won't take long that they'll come around to understanding that this is wrong, this is not true, this is not a reliable teacher, this is a false teacher. They will not be overcome. And why not? Well, John tells us why not. Because God's true children have been made his children by his work, and they are indwelt by the Spirit of God. And greater is he that is in you, namely the Spirit of God, than he who is in the world, namely Satan and his representatives, his ministers. And therefore, because God is greater than Satan, then God's children are all going to be overcomers. None of them are going to be swept into Christ-denying deception by the work of these false teachers. Not a one. Not a one. What an encouragement. And that's what we'll continue talking about on this Thursday, September 20. We're glad you were able to join us. We're thankful for those whose financial gifts support us. Well, here's the text. You are of God, little children, 1 John 4:4, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. This is a description of the people of God in relationship to the false teachers, those who are out in the world peddling false doctrine about Christ in order to lead people astray, to lead some people to think that they are believers in Christ and following Christ and are therefore Christians, when in fact they are not, because the Christ that they are believing in is not the Christ of the Bible. It's the Christ of a satanic deception. But not one of God's true children is going to be deceived by this tactic. But you say, I know somebody who used to be a Christian, and now they have become fill in the blank. Now they are a Jehovah's Witness. They were deceived. Yes, they were deceived, but they never were a true Christian to begin with. They never were a born-again child of God. They were not of God. Now we pray that they may yet be of God. We don't know who in whose heart God is yet going to work and who he will make his children by his divine power. But at the time they defected, you can be certain of this, they were no true child of God. or they wouldn't have been deceived. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, in saying these things, and of course I'm just simply trying to explain what the Bible says at this point, but in saying these things, I am assuming that you, my radio listeners today, agree that God is more powerful than Satan. I think everyone who calls himself a Christian believes that, but sometimes the faith of God's people grows weak, and we sometimes act like we don't believe it. Satan is so strong. Satan is so powerful. His deceptions are so great. Oh, look what's happening in the world today. Satan looks like he's winning. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Don't you worry. It is distressing, and we should stand for truth and against error. And, of course, we are concerned about what's going on in the world, the deterioration of our society, and the acceleration of false teaching and deceivers, and we are concerned. We're concerned about our loved ones. We're concerned about our children. We know that people can be swept into these errors, but we know this, not a single one of God's true children are going to be that deceived in that way. Not a one. Not a one. God's children cannot fail to overcome Satan. God's children will persevere in the Christian faith. God's children are preserved by the power of God, the Holy Spirit who indwells them. Well, what about false teachers? Now on to verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. What about false teachers? Well, they are of the world. Remember, you, verse 4, you are of God, little children. So here's the contrast, verse 5. They are of the world. There's the difference. Some are of God and some are of the world. Those who are of God have the divine nature created by the Spirit of God to make them the children of God. Those who are of the world are of a different nature from God's people. The nature they have, frankly, is the nature with which they were born, which is an unregenerate nature, a human nature, as fallen sons and daughters of Adam. In spite of their religious profession and practice, which may be true, not true in the life of everybody in this category, but is certainly true of some people who are still natural, not spiritual. They are of the world. They are not of God. They belong to the world. They do not belong to God. And that's why they are deceived. Remember what Paul said? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They are foolishness unto him, because they are spiritually discerned. So who discerns the truth? Those who are indwelt by the Spirit of God, those who have been born again by the Spirit of God and are indwelt by the Spirit of God, they discern the truth. And who is deceived and swept away by false teaching? Those who are natural, who are only of the first birth, who have never experienced the second birth, who do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit, who do not belong to God, they are not of God, they are of the world. And there are many religious deceivers in the world, and this is what describes them as well as the people that they attract. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. They are of the world. This is talking, in the first place, of the false teachers. It gets around to talking about those who listen to them and follow them and are deceived by them in the last part of the verse. But these religious teachers speak as they do because they are not of God, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world. It is a religious message, but it conforms to the world's thought patterns, not to the Word of God. It is a different message than that which comes from God. It is a religious message, listen to me, that appeals to the unregenerate. Did you realize that there are many religious messages that are appealing to lost people? That is the case, and that's what is being described here. There are religious messages that appeal to unregenerate people. A message of salvation by works rather than by grace. Legalism is appealing to some people. A message of license, not holiness, to characterize Christians is very appealing to some people. I can live as I please and still go to heaven. That's a false message, but that's very appealing to some people. A message that appeals to pride rather than humbles us before the mighty hand of God is very appealing to lost people. A message of self-actualization, not self-surrender, is appealing to many people. A message of self-justification rather than repentance is appealing to many people. Messages of human wisdom, not divine revelation, relying upon our own human wisdom rather than upon the Word of God. Well, that's an appealing message, and it's often couched in religious terms, and people like it. Unregenerate people like it. And on and on and on it goes. There's so many errors that are packaged in religious form and are proclaimed as Christian religion, and yet they're contrary to the Bible, but people grab onto them and are deceived by them and think that because they receive this, that they are therefore Christians, when in fact their attraction to this unbiblical, anti-biblical message reveals that they are anything but a Christian. The religious deceivers come with a message from the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Who hears them? People who are of the world. Their message is attractive to the unregenerate. Their message is attractive to the natural man. It is humanly appealing. It makes sense. The world recognizes its own and listens to them. And so when false teachers come with a religious message that is basically the message of self-actualization and the things that I went through a moment ago, unregenerate people grab onto that. The world listens to the teaching of false prophets. The world recognizes its own and listens to them. The world listens because the false teachers are saying what the unregenerate mind and heart wants to hear. Therefore, why should we be surprised if churches that want to grow will sometimes promote error because that's what attracts unregenerate people? This is a very subtle thing. It's a very dangerous thing. This idea that we've got to find a way to reach people and the success in this is a matter of technique, a matter of methodology. If we can find the right message and the right formula and the right way of doing things, then we can attract people to church. And, of course, in attracting them to church, we can introduce them to Christ, and the rationale is all there. But you better be careful. You better be careful, because the only thing that's going to attract the unregenerate is a false message. That's the only thing that can attract the unregenerate. Goats are attracted to goat food. Sheep are attracted to sheep food. Please understand that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.